Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now would be the time. Praise God. The phone lines are open.
Thank God for being here. Thank God for one more day. Ready to do. Thank God where he's going to take us. He's on the ball, probably. Thank God. Amen.
My name is Shalanda. I want to praise the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a new day. I want to thank the Lord for watching my family and friends. I thank the Lord for watching over all the sick and sharing all those in the hospital, in nursing homes, and at their homes, the one in jail and prison. I thank the Lord for watching over whoever might be traveling on these dangerous highways. I just want to thank the Lord for keeping us out. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Brian Howard. My name is Brian Howard from Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to thank the Lord for starting me up on a brand new day and making it to Independence Day weekend. I want to thank the Lord for my sisters and my family. I want to say to the Lord, you know, wish everybody have a very safe weekend, holiday Independence. I wish nothing bad out of nothing. Hope everybody return home safe. Don't hear no bad news. Want to pray for the boys that's locked up in prison. Want to pray for the homeless and give them a plate of food or something. Want to pray for the kids and the teenagers out there hanging out with your friends and stuff. Be safe. Obey your parents. Love God. I'm going to thank the ones on the prayer line tonight for this evening or this afternoon, I mean. I'm going to thank everybody on the prayer line today. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, Brother Boy. Bless the Lord for you. Bless the Lord for you and Sister Yolanda on today. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on today? Hallelujah.
Bobby, you want to go testimony, Bobby?
Yeah, Brother Bobby, just a blessing.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Baptist, now once again, being on the line today. God bless y'all. I hope everybody be safe on this 4th of July weekend. I pray that you be careful with these fireworks. These young folks, these fireworks, my parents, what they did do with it. People walk away, they shoot, get a virus and shoot it. You just have to be careful here, because I'm concerned about our young folks shooting these virus here. But, so more, everybody needs someone in this world, but we got to be strong. Okay. Yeah. Everybody has to move it, but that's great.
Somebody, you got a TV in the background, something in the background, could you please mute your line, praise God, or lower your TV down, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, we thank God for Brother Bobby on today, hallelujah, Brother Brian, hallelujah, Sister Yolanda. Any more testimony?
Okay.
Amen. Bless the Lord. We thank God, amen, for everybody that's called in so far, everybody who has tuned in so far. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said, amen, later on in the broadcast, the apostle will be coming forth and bringing forth a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Then we're going to have a selection. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then we're going to move further with the service. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, once again for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your presence on the line on today. You have heard your testimonies that have gone up before your throne of grace. Lord, we want you to know we appreciate you. We love you, Lord. We just magnify you, Lord. We can't praise you enough, hallelujah, just for who you are, hallelujah, Lord. And we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah.
happen.
Y'all sing anything, say it. I got good news.
Something good is happening here. In here, in here, in here.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Anything can happen in here. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We still waiting on the apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we asking God to fill me up and overflow.
I will always love inside. run over.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord on today. Fill me up, hallelujah, till I overflow. Praise God. I want to run over. Do you want to run over with the Lord today? Hallelujah. Do you want to run over with the Holy Spirit on today? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. Apostle, have you made it on the line yet? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord. When I talked to him, he was still getting everything set up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a little bit different on Saturdays because, you know, he out there in the public. Hallelujah. Trying to set up is different from just being on the phone. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to give him a few more minutes to dial in with us on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Broku da 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 ba sanda da bo siki ta da da bo shando. Hallelujah. How many of you know that this is our Independence Day from the devil? Hallelujah. It's the time we tell God, thank you for setting us free. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How many of you know that whom the Son set free is free indeed? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. It's a blessing to be free indeed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If the Bible says for us to be free indeed, free in conduct, free in mannerism, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He doesn't set me free. Glory to God.
Whoa.
Giving honor to God this beautiful, awesome Sabbath day, this day that the Lord has made so we can rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. To my wonderful, awesome brother, amen. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Bless you, brother. Bless you.
Glory to God. And to all of those who are under the sound of my voice right now, glory to God. Hallelujah. I say shalom unto you, peace and blessings unto you, amen, in your respective places, glory to God. This afternoon, I wanna come from a different place. God is, we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about independence, and then Independence Day, the holiday, and then we're going to talk about it in the spirit. A lot of us don't realize that in us celebrating this Independence Day that we feel bound. How many of you know that independence don't come when somebody give it to you? Independence is brought about when somebody take it.
Man.
See, if somebody give you your freedom, then it means you ain't got it. Oh, yeah. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Amen.
If I give you your freedom, that means you only got it as long as I want you to have it. Please stay with me in the Holy Ghost, y'all. But now if I take it from you, Amen. Then that means you can no longer dictate to me and tell me when I'm free. I'm free because me and you already had this discussion. But if you want to discuss it again, I'm willing to go back on side of your head again to let you know that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This is Independence Day, y'all. Let me uncover some things about this Independence Day for y'all. Are y'all ready? Amen. Hallelujah. If you're ready, shout hallelujah. Can y'all hear me this morning?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Good.
Thank you, Lord. I want you to think about something. We're going into the word, but I'm going to share something with you that goes a little deeper than Independence Day itself. Why is it a holiday, and what are we really celebrating? Independence Day, if you think about the title of it, it's called the 4th of July. The 4th of July. Listen to it like this, y'all. The 4th that the Jew lie. Come on here, somebody. The 4th that the Jew lie. What are you trying to say, Apostle? I'm saying for all these years, we have been believing the lie of false Jews. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that July was named after Julius Caesar, who was the emperor of Rome during that time? The Jew lie. Now, what is the lie that we've been told? That's the time that the Declaration of Independence brought freedom for everybody. But how many know that the Declaration of Independence didn't bring freedom for everybody?
Amen.
Are y'all still with me this morning?
Yes, indeed.
The only somebody that got help through the Declaration of Independence were the Europeans. We didn't see no freedom. Now, the only reason why we celebrating the 4th of July, because that was the only time that we got a chance to escape working, that our ancestors got a break from the cotton field. So that's why they celebrated, because it was like, okay, it ain't got nothing to do with us, but, you know, as long as we get a break, amen, then we're celebrating, because Master's celebrating. So that means anybody got to go in the field. So it was a holiday for our ancestors because they didn't have to work. Come on here, somebody, Holly. Let's tell the truth about this thing. Mm. Are y'all still with me this morning? And then the 4th of July is actually the birth date of the Illuminati. Now, who is the Illuminati? The Illuminati are the family that is in power, that controls them. They're 13 families, to be exact. But there's one family in particular that calls and runs shots for everything. And that family is called the Rothschild family. Now, it was during this day, the fourth day of tomorrow, which is when they broke away from England, because America was under the enslavement, or the American Europeans at that time was under the enslavement of England. You know, July was the day that they broke away, put their money together, and decided to break away from the powers of England. But how many know that England still controls everything that America says and does? Hallelujah. She didn't escape, because they still control her right now today. But that's why they set the day aside, July 4th. How many of you know that we weren't the first slaves? That the ones who have enslaved us were the first slaves. And if you look up and Google it, you'll find out that the Europeans were actually the first ones to be enslaved. That's how they know how to enslave us. The word slave comes from the word Yugoslav, slave, Slav, Yugoslav. That's where the word slave came from, to enslave. And so what they did was they used how they got enslaved to enslave us. And so the celebration is how that the plan for white supremacy is still working greatly. So that's really what July 4th is all about. And so we cooking big dinners and popping fireworks. And why are we doing all this? What are we celebrating? What are we getting out the deal? Nothing. Now, I just thought I might throw that in there. Amen, for somebody. Now, you can look that up. Amen. Because how many know that when you get the real truth, that it's hard to be in bondage once you hear the real truth concerning the matter? Hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so I know this from strong meat, y'all, because we haven't really had nobody to tell us this kind of truth. And then the church won't tell us this kind of truth, because they encourage us to do what? Celebrate the 4th of July. Why? Because of the 501c3 commands all churches to honor what? The 4th of July. The July. How many of you are tired of being lied to? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I know I am. Come on, somebody, give God a praise. Hallelujah. How many of you want the truth? That's why we can't be free, because we ain't heard the real truth of the matter. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, we've heard one side of independence. Now, let's go to spiritual independence. And before we go into spiritual independence, do anybody have any questions? Amen. Glory to God. Because this here need to really be talked about. It need to be understood. Glory to God. Everybody understand what I just said? Amen. If you did, come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Child of God, don't you know that the reason why God separated us? Thank you, Lord, for separating us.
This call
us.
Is being recorded.
Amen. God is saying to us, it's time for us to be free. Free in our spirit, free in our mind, glory to God, free in our conduct, free in our attitude. How many know that we can say we free, but if we ain't free in our conduct and we ain't free in our attitude, that we still bound? Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the enemy don't want us to have no real freedom. Let me say that again. The enemy don't want us to have no real freedom. How many of you know we are in a war?
Amen.
Maybe somebody didn't catch what I said just now. I said, how many know that we are in a war?
Amen.
And the war
Amen.
Is for your freedom.
Yes, Lord.
And you got to recognize who your enemy is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Praise the Lord, Bishop. This Jackie. I'm online.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on in here, prophetess. Hallelujah. How many know when you're in a war, you got to know who fights with you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
So that you don't mess around and hit the wrong one. Amen. You got to know who's on your side. Are you with me or are you against me? Because if you're with me, I'm going to cover you. If you're against me, then I'm going to hit you. Glory to God. And I'm going to hit you quick and I'm going to keep moving. Y'all
right.
Understand that. Hallelujah. In a war, amen, you got to put your war mind on. You can't be in a war and not have your war mind on. Because if you ain't got your war mind on, then the enemy going to sneak up on you, amen, and he going to do something to you because he know you ain't watching. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's
glory
right.
God. Child of God, let me tell you something. We are in a war. We are in a war. Can y'all hear me this morning? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And God is saying, not only have your war clothes on, but have your war spirit on. Have your war mind on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, amen, the key to defeating your enemy is the key to your freedom. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to come with me to Matthew chapter 11. We're not going to be long this morning, but we're going to be strong. Hallelujah. We're not going to be long, but we're going to be strong. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. When everybody get there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So, is everybody ready? And the word of the Lord reads.
Amen.
It says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subject to violence. Come on here, somebody. And violent people have been raiding it. Come on here, somebody. Ooh, that's a different translation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then verse 18 says, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Verse 14, and if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Now, I like what the old King James says, that the kingdom of heaven suffereth. The word suffering means that it continues to suffer, that it ain't just stop suffering. It's still suffering. Even right now, it's still suffering. Now, the kingdom of heaven that is talking about is the second heaven. Come on here, somebody. That's where all the warfare is going on at. Between the first and the second heaven is where the warfare, the invisible warfare. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the first heaven is the air? So there's a battle going on in the atmosphere. Come on here, somebody. And it's a battle of good versus evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we got to know by the anointing who is good and who is evil. So I'm praying in this hour that God would turn up our discernment. Come on here, somebody. Say, Lord, say, Lord, Lord, turn up my discernment.
Turn up my discernment.
Now, your discernment is going to tell you what is good and evil. Your discernment is going to tell you what's of God and what's not of God. And so God is saying in this hour, we have to have that discernment to recognize what is him and what is not him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that your discernment will determine who you fight against? Come on here, somebody.
Loretta, your sister. Yeah, she uptown or something, she say. She's uptown. She said, give her a call.
Somebody give God a praise. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. God, in this hour, child of God, hear me and hear me well. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves and take some stuff back from the enemy.
Amen.
Because suffering violence means that you got to be willing to fight for what you want. You feel me?
Amen.
I don't know how many can hear me this morning, but I hope you can hear me and hear the voice of God this morning. God is saying independence be back by force. Lord have mercy. I feel the anointing of God now. It means now that you can't just keep talking about taking it back and not actually taking it back. I don't know if you can hear me this morning.
Amen.
Can y'all hear me this morning?
Amen.
The Lord said, don't let the enemy give it to you. Take it.
Amen.
Oh, I feel the gangster coming out of a brother this morning. Hallelujah, glory. Excuse me, glory to God. God said, why would you let somebody give you something when that means that they can take it back when they get ready? Hallelujah. I feel God now. Hallelujah. God is saying when you take it, that means that they can't take it back from you. That means you have overpowered. That means you have overpowered them. God is saying he said, I want mine to take back what the enemy has taken from you. Somebody give God
bless
a praise. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to God. You need to give God a shout. God said, take it back by force. Come on here, somebody. In other words, we ain't asking you no more if we can have it. We telling you that we going to have it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God says, I'm giving you power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. power. God says, I died and got up so you can have power. God is saying, why are you letting the defeated devil defeat you? Come on here, somebody. It's time to be what? Independent. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm taking my life back, glory to God. I'm taking my ability back, glory to God. I'm taking my mind back. I'm taking my love back. I'm taking my joy back. I'm taking my peace back. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody it's time to be independent. It's time to be independent. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven itself is violence. How many of you know that the minute that you go into prayer, that you do damage to the kingdom? The minute you go into praise, you do damage to the kingdom. The minute you go into worship, you're doing damage to the kingdom. Hallelujah. The minute that you use the word of God, you're doing damage to the enemy's kingdom. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Glory to God. How many know that if I had asked you over once or twice or three or four or five or six or seven or eight times to give it to me and you don't give it to me, guess what? That's an indication that you're not going to give it to me. So guess what? Since you're not going to give it to me and I've asked you, what's the next concept that we must take?
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you. If somebody got your stuff and you actually can say, can you please give it back to me? That's mine. And they keep ignoring you. Can you please give me back my stuff? And then they tell you, well, I ain't going to give it back to you right now.
Kingdom.
Somebody said it.
I'm going to tell you. I'll put my stuff back myself.
Come on, sir. That means now we're at the place that it's time out for talking. Because I didn't ask you, and you have not taken heed to what I've asked you to do nicely. So now it's time, God says, now I've given you the power and authority to go in and take it. We got to take it like he took it. Come on, somebody. When he went down to hell and the grave, hallelujah, glory to God, he took the enemy's authority from him. He took it. Come on. He took the keys from the enemy. He didn't ask them. He took them. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He took the power that death had. Glory to God. He didn't ask death. He took it. How many know that when you take something, glory to God, now you are in authority now? Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
And so God says, I've given you the authority. I've given you the power. He said, now walk in it. Now talk in it. Now live in it. Glory to God. We don't have to be bound anymore. Somebody give God praise for your freedom right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, give God praise for your freedom. Take it up, say, Lord, I'm taking back everything that you've given me. Hallelujah. I'm taking it from the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell the devil, say, give it back, devil. Give me back everything. I want everything. Hallelujah. I don't want just a little bit. I want everything. I want everything you got. How many know that when you steal something that ain't yours? I don't know if you can hear me, but how many know that if you steal something, it's not yours?
Amen.
It's not yours.
So if you steal something, then that means you got to give it back to the rightful owner. So if you take it back what rightfully belongs to you, then you ain't stealing. You just claiming your property. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, hear me this morning in the Holy Ghost. You claiming your property. Excuse me, I come to take that from you. Give me my stuff back, glory to God.
Hello.
See, you better not fuss about it. Give me my stuff. That's why God gave us the Holy Ghost. He said, I knew you was going to need some power because, I knew he was going to act up. But I've given you power, Hallelujah. Somebody praise God for the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost this morning, praise him for the Holy Ghost. Because that's the power of attorney. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, you are something else this morning. He said the Holy Ghost is the power of attorney. Now, what can somebody tell me about the power of attorney? Because the Holy Ghost just brought that up in my spirit. And so if you have the power of attorney, what can you do? How can you move when you got a power of attorney?
Yes. When you got the power of attorney, you got some power.
Woo! Rababoku, tarabasan. Come on now, man.
So
God is telling me through the Holy Ghost that we got power of attorney over the devil.
Yes. Amen.
And so somebody bless God for that authority.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we are attorneys over the devil.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We're in a war, y'all. But God says that the victory belongs to us. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
I may be in a fight, but I'm in a fixed fight. Come on, here, somebody. And it's fixed for me to win. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going with the fixed fight. Hallelujah. Now, the only way that it's not fixed for me to win is that if I get off into the permissive will, step out of the perfect will of God and get into something that's not him, then I miss what God has for me. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, hallelujah.
You got to respect to God and do what he asks you to do.
And so long as I stay in the perfect will, I got what? Victory. Somebody says victory.
You got victory. You got victory.
Come on and give God another shout.
When you stay out of the perfect will of God, you need to be of your victory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Today is
Amen.
Our Independence Day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And who the Son set free is free indeed.
Amen.
Who the Son set free. See, if he don't set you free, then you ain't free indeed, because he the only one that has all power.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Somebody better test that. That just came straight down from the throne room of heaven. He said, the reason why, if he don't set you free, that you won't be free indeed, because he the only one that has what? All power. Glory to God. He has all power. Come on. Not just some power, all power. So when God sets us free, he said, now you're free in conduct. Now you're free in mannerism. Now you are free indeed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give our God a praise. Somebody give our God the glory of our son, Dodobo Sando. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. How many of you received this word this morning? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you got freedom this morning? How many of you saying, I done took mine back, Lord God? I'm taking mine back. I ain't asking for nothing. I'm taking it over. What rightfully belonged to me, glory to God. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, this is the
last time. Oh, I feel that in the Holy Ghost. God said, take it.
Yes.
Take it, Abba Sando.
Yes.
He said, I've given you keys to the kingdom. Take it, Abba Sando. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And the authority to loose and bind is not in heaven, it's on earth. Come on here, somebody. But God said, you got to speak it, hallelujah. It's whatever you bind that's going to be bound. It's whatever you loose that's going to be loose. Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been waiting on God to lose it. God said, no, I'm not the one that I put the keys in the hands of. I put it in your hands to lose it. I put it in your hands to bind it. Hallelujah. Whatever you say that is unlawful, I'm going to back you up. Come on here, somebody. Whatever you loose and say that is lawful, I'm going to back you up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You need to be binding and losing some stuff right now. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's time to take it all back. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's Independence Day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you independent yet? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Independence means we ain't got no master but one, and that's him. That is King Yahshua himself. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is the great I am. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Somebody worship God, and somebody lift your hands and love on him right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we love you. We praise you. We bless you. Thank you for our independence, oh God. Hallelujah. Somebody begin to bless him in the Holy Ghost right now. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We bless your name on today. Glory to God. We thank you that you're the great I am, God. Hallelujah. And there's none besides you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Love on him right now, child of God. Love on your father right now. Thank him for your independence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. To you be all power. To you be all glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
While the anointing of God is flowing, come on in, Elder Andre. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Come on, continue to worship him, saints. Hallelujah. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. Hallelujah. To be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up because he has set us free. Indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I heard one example of being free and being free indeed. Hallelujah. If you escape from jail,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You always looking over your shoulder because, hallelujah, amen, you free, but you not free indeed. Hallelujah. Praise God. You just an escapee. Hallelujah, praise God. But when you free, hallelujah, you are free indeed. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody looking over your shoulder. Hallelujah, praise God. You ain't got to worry about nobody, hallelujah, taking you back because you are free indeed. If you do try to take me back, it's going to be a fight. Hallelujah, praise God, because I got my freedom paper. Hallelujah. You can't drag me back into something
we are free
that God
indeed.
Has already
pulled me out of.
Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes, God.
Amen.
You,
that's what
thank
the
you,
enemy
Lord.
Tries
hallelujah.
To do. The enemy tries to pull us back into something God has already taken me out of. But I tell the enemy, hallelujah,
amen.
Devil, you are a liar, and the truth ain't in you.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
The truth is not in you. Hallelujah. Glory to
hallelujah.
God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We thank God for that word on today on being independent. Hallelujah. That word on today
hallelujah.
On being free. Hallelujah. And I want to say this. A lot of black folks celebrate 4th of July. Like the man of God say, we celebrate it because we believe, at least, watch this. We were told. This is when the slaves were set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. But just last week, hallelujah, or maybe 2 weeks ago, President Biden signed into law that June 19th is now a national holiday. Why is June 19th now a national holiday? Praise God. It's a national holiday now is because that's when we found out we was free. Hallelujah. 2 years. After the 4th of July, 2 years after the 4th of July. Wow. We found out. The white people knew. Hallelujah. The slave owners knew we was free. Hallelujah. But we didn't want to know
free us.
We were free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. Is that not how the devil got us today? The devil know we free.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't understand what the Spirit is saying. The devil already know that you free. All you got to do is walk out. You, oh, my God. All you got to do is leave. Hallelujah. You already free. Praise God. We was free for 2 years and didn't even know it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow.
If we could have walked out, they could have done nothing. Praise God, because they knew the law. They knew we was free. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
But they got us popping firecrackers. They got us barbecuing. And then they said, we'll even give them the day out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll even give them the day off and let them barbecue and spend the day with their family and tell them it's because of them. We did all this because of y'all. All this was because of y'all. Hallelujah. We wanted Abraham Lincoln wanted to free y'all, and this is all for y'all. Hallelujah. Stop lying. What you say, Pastor? July? Hallelujah. Jews, we lying to you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. Amen. We thank God for that word. We thank God for that knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Let me have a watermelon float.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
A watermelon float.
In the parade.
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy. Praise God. That's how they do. They lie to us. They give us the shortest month.
Yes.
They say we're going to celebrate Black History and give us the shortest month on the calendar.
Amen.
Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We couldn't have January. Praise God. Amen.
Wow.
You could have gave us May. Hallelujah. At least they did us better than they did the Hispanics. They gave them one day, Cinco de Mayo. Praise God.
But they
Hallelujah.
Celebrate. But you know what? What's so crazy, Elder, is that they celebrate that day more than they celebrate us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Out of that one day, they do more celebration for them than they do for us the whole month. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And
the
then why didn't they
month.
Give us a month that's in the heat? Why do it got to be a month in
Come
the
on,
cold?
Man.
Why couldn't they give us July? Why couldn't they give us August? The Jew already lied. Why not give us the whole month?
For real.
Between July and September and June, you couldn't give us one of them months to celebrate who we are?
No.
But we have to have a cold month. Because we're dealing with a cold-hearted people. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. Hallelujah. But when you're dealing with reptilians, glory to God, they got cold-blooded. Glory to God.
Uh-oh.
So they said, no, we can't give them neck, because they might mess around and find out who they are. Glory to God. And then they might want to be what? Free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. But from what I hear, from what I understand, I might be wrong. But from what I understand, June is Pride Month. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
They got June. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow.
But we got February. We got the shortest month. Hallelujah. In case y'all don't know what Pride, that's Gay Pride Month. Hallelujah. Amen. June is the month where they celebrate their gay pride. That's the month they got. Hallelujah, but they gave the black folks hallelujah.
Now, here's something to look at too, Elder. How is it that the gays have more freedom than us? And how is it that being gay is in the same category as being black, when we ain't got no choice about the color that we are, but we do have a choice, hallelujah, about our gender as far as what we want to be concerning being a male and a female. God give us that when we come out the womb. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But see, this is what they do in Apostle. I just saw it on TV yesterday. You know how we got transgender people that saying, hey, I feel like I was born a woman. I feel like I was born a man. Now they have transracial people. They have
a lot of y'all heard
the story about that white girl that was on the board of the NAACP. Praise God. And she looked like a black girl. It looked like she got a little nappy hair. She bright skinned. It looked like a yellow bone. You know how we call them. That's how we talk. She looked like a yellow bone or a red bone. Praise
God. That's Louisiana talk right there. Glory to God. Go ahead, Elder.
Straight up white. Her mama white and her daddy white. She ain't no mix to it. But she was on the board of the NAACP, and she says that she feels like she's black on the inside. So not only do they have transgender, they have transracial. It's one white boy that's trying to transform himself into a Korean. He say he feel like he was born a Korean. I don't know if he thought he was born a Korean man or a Korean woman, but he's trying to transform into a Korean, an Asian.
Everything is messed up, y'all. See how everything got so messed up? Man trying to make himself God. Now people not content about being who they are. Now they want to be something else. Whatever God made you is what he made you. When you came out the womb, is what you was intended to be. If God called you as a male coming out the womb, that's what you're supposed to be. If you was a female coming out the womb, then that's what you're supposed to be. God don't make mistakes. God is perfect. Now, why would you mess with perfection to go to hell? Because once you cut on perfection, there's no more what? Perfect. And God is saying, okay. So you're saying that I made a mistake. I didn't make a mistake when I put you inside the womb. I could have not did that. But in my sovereignty, I decided to put you in your mother's womb. But how many know that when you start worshiping the creature more than the creator, that you lose all sight of what is truth and what is a lie? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But Elder, that is something, Elder. That's wild, man. That's way out. That's way out.
Yeah, it's getting crazy now.
You know
it's
y'all sure
got to
be on
now.
His way back, y'all. You know he got to be on his way back. You see all of what's going on right now? This is an indication that Yahshua is on his way back. Hallelujah.
My God, it's crazy out there. Women going into the men's room. Women going into the men's room. You don't know. I'm glad I'm married. I am glad I'm married. Because these men, have you seen some of these men look like, you can't tell. They sound like them. Look like them, walk like them.
But I can tell, though, Elder. And the only way I can tell is by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because I don't care what you do. If you a man, I'm going to know you a man. If you a woman, I'm going to know you a woman. I don't care how many sex changes you have. Amen. When you stand before God, God going to see you what he made you, not for what you tried to make yourself to be. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
Amen.
And I feel like
and don't nobody
people,
want to tell the truth about the matter because don't nobody, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to touch it. Well, somebody got to tell the truth. Because when we all stand before God, God's going to say, did you say what I tell you to say? Well, you know, God, so-and-so, I didn't want to offend them. God says, okay, amen. I'm gonna share this with you. You go to the left. The left is where the goat is at. Come on here, somebody. Because you wasn't the sheep and you didn't obey me. You go on the side with the goat. I got something waiting on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I said, this is the time to cry loud right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This amen. We got to represent God.
Yeah.
Call Chris if he's there.
Chris, Paul said, for I am not ashamed.
Of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
If
come on now.
If the homosexual not ashamed. If everybody else not ashamed, where are we at? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't hear nobody right now. I said, where are we at? Hallelujah. God has said, you got to be my voice in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel like
we still are independence. We still being independent. Amen. We ain't stopped. Amen. When you get free, then you walk a certain way. You talk a certain way. Why? Because you're not bound by the enemy's power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Go ahead, Elder.
Amen. I believe those people that battle with those spirits, those homosexual spirits, those should be the, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in the Bible they were called Enochs. Jesus said they sacrificed that part of their life to serve God. In other words, they didn't have sex. Eunuchs, there you go. They
the
became eunuchs. Amen. Because they were, I believe you should be, if you battling with that, you should become a eunuch. You shouldn't, because if you a man and you not attracted to women, you don't need to be having sex. It's like I don't know.
But see, here's the thing with that is this here. Listen, the priest that was supposed to be in the Roman Catholic Church having those little boys and being pedophiles was supposed to be eunuchs.
You right. They take a vow of celibacy. You sure right.
Yeah, they're probably taking a vow of celibacy, but you can't be taking no vow of celibacy and having little boys and being a child molester. No, that's not taking a vow.
Taking a vow
means you ain't touching nothing. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing touching you. That's what that means, glory to God. So I guess they thought that their dirt was going to be fouled out. But how many know that whatever was done in the dark going to come to the light? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I just came. Y'all know I just came from Houston. I live in Arlington, but I'm from Houston. I just came from Houston, and they just opened up the first senior living center for the LBG, I don't know the letters, but y'all know what I'm talking about. They got a whole senior living center. The first one in the South, they said. And the way they said it, the first one in the South. So that tells me that there are others elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying senior
living
center.
But now it doesn't hit home.
It doesn't hit home. Praise God, this done hit home. This ain't just no Hollywood, Vegas, Atlanta thing no more. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
no New York.
It's all over now. This is all over now.
Praise God. I remember when they used to say all the gay people was in San Francisco.
We're going to have to really be praying, y'all. But I just feel in my spirit that the Lord is going to be on his way back soon. I mean, that's the only answer.
Because it's too much going on.
Yeah, it's too much going on.
Too much.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that information, Elder. Amen. Glory to God. We in the last days, y'all. Amen. I don't know if y'all hearing what's coming across on this broadcast this morning, but what's in my spirit is we in the last days, y'all. Hallelujah.
The last days.
When a man don't know if he a man or a woman, if a woman don't know if she a woman or a man, we in the last days, y'all. And we're going to have to stand strong for God in these last days. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah to his great name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory to hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God for that word on today. We thank God for the knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise God. Didn't he say my people perish for the lack of knowledge? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. We fall in sin because we ain't got the knowledge. We go to hell because we ain't got the knowledge. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. All these things happen. We consider ourselves second class citizens because we don't have the knowledge. Like the man of God said, they was enslaved first.
Wow.
Praise God, hallelujah. They was enslaved first. When the Bible talks about the slaves and Moses allowed people to come in and be slaves in the camp, those were the Europeans. Praise God, hallelujah. And he allowed them to come in under slavery terms. This is all payback. America is payback. Praise God. They think they slick, praise God. But the earth and the fullness of belongs to God, and we are his children. So that means the earth and the fullness of belongs to us.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't catch it. We own all this. They can't take something. Like the man of God say, we just taking back what's already out. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on the day. We thank God for the man of God. Let me go to the throne of grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the man of God on today. Lord, we ask
thank
that you keep filling him up with the virtue, Lord. Hallelujah. Keep filling him up with the knowledge to pour out onto your people. Continue molding him and shaping him. Continue leading him and guiding him, Lord. Continue prospering him, both spiritually, hallelujah, physically, and financially, Lord. And we thank you on today. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. Bless the Lord on today. Praise God. We thank God again for that word. We thank God for each and every last one of you that called in and tuned in. If you haven't, sow your seed into the ground. Praise God. Sow it. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you haven't sowed your offering, sow your offering. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If the word has blessed you, hallelujah, amen. Bless the man of God. Hallelujah, amen. And watch God will bless you in return. Watch what God will do. The Bible says this. If you give one of my little ones a glass of water in my name, I'm going to bless you. Praise God, hallelujah. So how much more will he bless you? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. If you give him a pack of water. Hallelujah, praise God. How much more is God going to bless you when you sow into the kingdom of God? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You didn't have a problem sowing? I don't want to say it. You ain't have a problem sowing into the club? You ain't have a problem sowing into them strippers? You ain't have a problem sowing into them drugs? Hallelujah, praise God. Sow into the kingdom of God. You've been sowing into the kingdom of the devil for years, and you didn't even know. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You've been building his kingdom for years. Hallelujah. Now it's time to build the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But now I ain't got it now. Hallelujah. You ain't had it then. Praise God. But somehow you made a way to make it to that strip club every Friday night. Somehow you made it a way. Hallelujah, amen, to get them funds so you can get that brand new outfit because you wasn't going to wear the same outfit twice. Praise God, hallelujah. Now you done came to God and act like you ain't got it. Hallelujah, acting like Moses. I'm going to say it, but the Lord said you're acting like Moses. Moses was a conqueror.
Wow.
Hallelujah, Moses took over lands, took over cities, built cities. And then you come to God talking about, Lord, I got a stuttering problem. I don't know if I can go and say that, Lord. Who I'm going to say sitting? You wasn't worried about who sits here first. When you was out there in the world, you was taking over everything. You was running blocks. Everybody knew who Moses was. You better watch out when Moses comes. But now you done got saved, and now you don't want to fight no more. Now you scared. Now you can't talk. You couldn't talk back then. Hallelujah, praise. I'm sorry. Hallelujah, I'm sorry, y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the word on today. And we thank God for every last one of you all today. Hallelujah. We are about to turn it back into the hands of the man of God to pray us out. Hallelujah. We will be back, if I'm not mistaken, on tonight. Hallelujah. In a few more hours, maybe about 5 more hours, we're going to be back on the line on tonight, lifting up the man of the Lord, praising him and magnifying him and getting that good old word in our system. Praise God. Hallelujah. So make sure y'all tune in tonight out there on YouTube. You tune in tonight out there on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in. Call in. Put your testimony on the throne. Put your prayer request on the throne. And watch this. I guarantee you this. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, if you put a prayer request on the throne, hallelujah, you're going to end up putting a testimony on the throne on how God answered that prayer. Hallelujah. I guarantee it. Hallelujah. Amen. Just like they guarantee stuff on TV, I guarantee that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for all of y'all on today. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Apostle is back in your hands. Praise God on today.
Amen. Bless
Amen.
You, man.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Boy. Amen. I can hear the victory in y'all praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to take this day to celebrate our independence in Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Because we are free indeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We ain't
Hallelujah.
Just free. We free indeed. Come on
Hallelujah.
Here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because who the Son set free. And the
it's
fact that he
indeed.
Got it with all power says that we got all power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we got to get our mind right on these pagan holidays. Because these pagan holidays has got us bound. Come on here, somebody. And then we got listen how conniving the enemy is. Hear me real good. Hear me real good. Listen, we go and spend money that we ain't got. Then we go do things that we know that we're not able to do right now. And then right after, watch. Right after the 4th of July, somebody going to say, what in the hell did I do? What? Somebody going to say, why went over there and spend all that? Why did I go? Because you was up under a spell. Come on. See, these pagan holidays are designed to keep us up under a spell. God is saying, you don't have to reverence that. All you got to do is reverence me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm the one that set you free. Glory to God. Didn't no man do that. Can't no man take the credit for it. God says, I am the one that did it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And so take your boast in the Lord. Amen. Give your God praise because you're free because he has set us free. And we were free
Amen.
Before they came along. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
How many know that the devil used them to interrupt our freedom? But in Matthew 11:12, he says that the kingdom of heaven self is violent, and the violent take it by force. So God said, whatever it is, take it back. You got the authority and the power. Take it back. Don't ask for it back. Take it back. Give me that, devil. Hallelujah. You ain't got no business with that. That's my joy. Give it here. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's my love. Give it back, devil. Hallelujah. Because whatever he got, let me tell you a secret. Whatever he got is not rightfully his. Oh, yes, I say that, Holy Ghost. The Bible says when a thief is caught that he has to pay back sevenfold. Y'all didn't catch what the Lord is saying right now. He said, once you catch the thief, then you can make the thief pay back sevenfold.
Come on now.
Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't catch what the Lord said. He said, tell them to make him pay back what he owed them sevenfold.
Time seven. Come on now.
So when we start talking to God, we let the enemy know, devil, you owe me. Sevenfold. I put tax on that.
Sevenfold.
Whatever you took from me, I taxed you for it. Lord,
I'm
put the tax
you.
On it.
Come on now.
Come on.
Tell your daddy, put tax on. Lord, whatever the devil owe me, put tax on it. Come on here, somebody. Tax them, Lord. Hallelujah.
Tax them, Lord.
Somebody give God a shout. God finna put tax on your compensation.
Hallelujah.
You in here with the...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said... God said, not only am I going to compensate you, but I'm going to put taxation on what he owe you. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise. That was so cool.
Yeah,
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. What do the government do when you start on them?
Hallelujah.
They put tax on it. They say, yeah, you owe us this plus tax.
Amen.
Tell somebody to say God is going to put a reversal on that thing.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Reverse it, Lord.
Because once a thief is caught, he has to pay back what? Sevenfold what he stole. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody said sevenfold. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm speaking in the Holy Ghost, y'all. I'm speaking as God is giving it to me. And God is saying, get ready, because I'm finna compensate you, but the compensation gonna come with a sevenfold return. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's coming. I'm telling you. Believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. Believe the word, and so shall you be what? Established. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are there any questions before I go into prayer?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. We bless your holy name this morning, Lord. We thank you for what your word has said, God. We thank you for speaking to us by your spirit. We thank you, Father, that we are free indeed. We thereof according to that about God. Somebody begin to give God a praise right now, because I hear the Lord saying that he is getting ready. You get ready to get some back pay. I don't know who God is talking to, but somebody get ready to get some back pay. It could be everybody under the sound of my voice. You get ready to get some back pay, but it's going to be more than what you think.
Because
God will make the enemy pay back sevenfold. Because the thief is being caught. See, when you realize how they've been stealing from us, God says, now you can pray in the Holy Ghost and say, Lord, hallelujah, tax them for that. Glory to God. I want that back. Because remember, we're taking it back. We're not asking. We're taking it back. And we're taking it back in the spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel that. Hallelujah. Somebody begin to give God praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, God. Oh, yeah, God. I feel that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. The Lord had me to prophesy about finances. You can look for it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I said, when the Lord had me talking about money, you can start looking for that to come. Amen. That's compensation. Amen. Somebody finna get compensated. Amen. You've been going without, but God said, no more you going without. God says, I'm going to compensate you for you having to go without. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I don't know if you can feel that anointing, but that anointing is moving right now. Amen. That's by the power of God right there. Bobo cool. Tada ba sando. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hey.
That's me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey.
I pray
the name. Hallelujah. I'm praising me with a hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Give me my money. Give me what you owe me. Hallelujah.
Hey, God. No.
Hallelujah.
And it's in the
give
word. It's in the word.
Me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You better give me what you owe me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
And you got seed planted. Thunder double Sunday. And you had tithe. And God said, yes, yes. Amen. Demand. Now you can name it and claim it. Amen. See, people try to name it and claim it. Amen. But you ain't in the right place. God said, now you in the right place. You can name it and claim it.
That's mine right there. Hallelujah.
Hey, God, hallelujah.
That's me.
I'm here. The Holy Ghost said, tell them, go get their stuff. That's your, wherever you see in the spirit realm, claim it right now. That's yours. I'm about to
go get it.
Go get it. Oh my God. I feel the Holy Ghost of God right now.
Get it out.
I'm going to edit you. Yes, God. Independence Day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise, God. Under that bow, cool, y'all. We thank you for having all power. We thank you that you've given that power to us. We thank you, Lord, that you are on the inside of us. And we thank you, Holy Ghost. And we call those things that be not as though they were. We call those things that be not as though they were. We call those things that be not as though they were. We call those things that be not as though they were. We call those things that be not as though they were. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hey God, somebody to step into the supernatural. Somebody is you calling things out of the supernatural into the natural right now. Hallelujah. Go with that, God. Somebody finna get a new car. Somebody finna get a new truck. Somebody finna get a new home. But I'm gonna call you about Sando. Why? Because it's yours. I'm about Sando. Because you done named it and claimed it. I'm gonna call you about Sando. Somebody finna get their back pay that the government said that they weren't gonna give you. Oh, it's coming. Baba Bo Sando. Not only that, it's coming with interest. Oh, yeah, Baba. Hey,
Hallelujah.
Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm claiming all that. Hallelujah.
Somebody say in
praise.
No.
Hallelujah.
Get some gas to go.
Glory to
God. Yeah.
Oh, I need some food.
God is in the building. Daddy is in the building. That will call you out about Sunday. Hey, glory to God. Father, we thank you for bringing the word to pass. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for every declaration, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for every word that you have spoken, God. We give you praise, glory, and adoration. We thank you. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we give you praise. What I say unto one? I say unto all.
Watch.
And pray. And live holy. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Amen. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
It ain't nothing.
Somebody give your daddy a shout. Somebody give your father a praise.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Amen. You are not
hallelujah.
Until 5 o'clock
Bishop.
Tonight, amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes,
where
Papa.
You at?
I'm here at the recreational center.
Okay.
I'm right here.
I'll be about to bring you an offering, okay?
Okay, daughter.
Okay.
Amen. I love you. I love you, daughter.
Love you.
Love you, Bishop.
Love you, Bishop.
I love y'all.
I
glory
love
to God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Be blessed.
God bless
y'all. Love you, Evangelist. Hallelujah. I love you.
Be blessed, everyone.
Amen. Shalom. Shalom to everyone.
Elder Audrey, I thank God for you. You know why? Because I used to always, when we go off for fellowship, I have nobody to listen to on YouTube. I listen to you two over and over. All the ones you did, I watch it back to back. And it's a blessing because I always have to say, hey, we on fellowship. I ain't got nobody to listen to. And I just thank God for you. So if anybody missed, they can go on YouTube and see it. It blesses my soul to go back on there.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And be blessed. And I want to send you an offering. I want to send you an offering on the 20th. I'm going to have Bishop send it to you for me. I just want to bless you with something. You truly been a blessing to us. So I want to bless you with something.
Amen. Bless you as well. Thank you. You don't know how much joy that brings my heart right there. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that a lot, a whole lot. I can't even put it into words right now.
You're doing the work too, and you deserve an offering because you're doing the work, and God told me to bless you with something. So when I get paid, I'm going to bless you with something.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you as well. God bless you as well. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Look at God. Look at God.
God is good. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's jam out a little bit on that. Praise God. Hallelujah. The man of God say we go on the wall. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to war. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't have me. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gon' break out your craft, break out your word. You gon' break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Help me to know he's able tonight.
Come on, put some hands together. Come on.
Them old school songs jam. If they don't, what is this right here? If these old school
let
songs
him hear me. That's the life. Damn, he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Dying, he came my sins far away. But then rising, he just
Look at somebody and say, that's gonna be a glorious day. Gonna be a glorious day. Yeah. Glorious day. What time, yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna slow it down just a bit before we get up out of here. I got about two more jams for you. We're going to slow it down with some Tamela Mann. God provides.
Why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice it is a lie. God provides. God provides. In ways I can't explain and can't deny, the little that I have he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see.
New CC Whining. Believe for. Come on, CC. Tell me about it.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you.
Hey, man, we're getting ready to get out of here. But I want CC to go and close us out. Bless the Lord. We're going to see y'all tonight.
You said, I believe. You said, it is done. You said, I believe. You said, it is done. Can you help?
Thank y'all for choosing the Kinetic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, and we will see y'all tonight. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.